This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
Welcome back to it on a Tuesday. The biggest breaking story today, of course, another bomb going off in Texas. It's bomb number 5. This one went off at a FedEx facility near San Antonio, 75 miles from Austin. It's bomb number 5. Like I said, one woman injured as a result of this explosion. But a serial bomber clearly at work. The first 3 bombs were placed on porches. First one, claimed to life. The second one did as well. The fourth bomb went off with a tripwire. And the fifth bomb explodes at a FedEx facility. So this bomber, this serial bomber in Texas, obviously changing direction. And if it's connected to the same person, then obviously this is a person with great experience and the ability to change direction and, and change the MO of the bombings. And that would indicate a lot of experience and their ability to adapt. So keep an eye on that and figure out where that goes from here, because that's obviously a big step forward for the bomber. And that happened in San Antonio early this morning, the 12:32 local time. The bomb went off at a FedEx facility near San Antonio. We, of course, will keep you up to speed on that. I think there's an interesting ruling out of Southern California, where a small town there, if you didn't hear this, stood up and said, you know, we're not going to deal with your sanctuary state mentality here at the state level. We're not going to deal with it. Los Alamitos council members voted 4-1 to opt out of state law that limits cooperation between local police and federal immigration agents. And I say good for them. They're saying, listen, we voted to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. And we're just a little town here. But we can't sit here and tell federal agents, no, we're not going to help you. No, we're not going to cooperate. No, we're going to protect people that are in our country illegally. They voted 4-1, like I said. And good for the little guy to stand up and say, you know what? No, we're done with this. The law was signed last year by Governor Jerry Brown. It took effect January 1. It includes the prohibition of state and local police agencies from working with or informing federal authorities in cases where illegal aliens facing deportation are released from detention. And Los Alamitos says the new state law is in direct conflict with federal laws and the Constitution. And therefore, the council finds it impossible to honor our oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States if they do not opt out of it. You see, so it puts these small towns. Can you imagine? All right, you've been elected to whatever municipality, and you raised your right hand and you gave your oath to defend the Constitution from those both foreign and domestic that would do you harm. And then along comes a law which you can see directly contradicts that. So now you're at odds with the state, or you're at odds with the federal government. There's a no-win here for Los Alamitos to a point. Now, the vote caused a lot of diverse reaction among the 150 people participating in the council meeting. They are asserting their right to ensure the Constitution remains the main law of the land, said Arthur Schapper, who supports the motion. Matty Cohen, an immigrant from Israel, said he came to the U.S. legally and that everyone should follow that path as well. He became a legal resident after marrying his American wife. The law is the law, and has to be enforced all over the country, he told the Los Angeles Times in an interview. The country is a law and order country, and you have to come here legally. You know, and that's the thing. When did it become okay to pick and choose the laws you're going to follow in this country? And my answer is, yeah, that's not okay. You don't get to pick and choose which laws you're going to follow. I mean, we went through this once. It was called the American Civil War. You might have heard of Fort Sumter and some other things that came after that. Others, of course, upset that a council in California chose to decide whether to ignore state law aimed at protecting illegal aliens. They showed up to protest the vote, of course, causing a temporary delay. We fear we kill, whatever that means. And that's what we're doing. We're killing the spirit of this nation, which is America, which is complete nonsense. And that's just crap. Let me just get right to it. That's just complete crap. Fact of the matter is, we're a nation of laws. And when we cease being a nation of laws and decide that we can, well, I'm going to follow this law because I think it's right, but, you know, I don't agree with that one. I mean, if the states can do that and cities can do that, why can the individual not do that? I mean, you know the answer because you get overpowered by the force of the government in your area. But the fact of the matter is, it's no more proper for a government to ignore the law, a state or local municipality to ignore the law, than it is for you as an individual. There was one dissenting voice in the council, Mark Chirko, who posted on Facebook after the vote, "I could not see how the ordinance proposed tonight would benefit our city and will instead place our city in danger out of a costly and uphill battle with the state of California." That's right. You can't win either way, but I'm going to guess, Los Alamitos, that you might get some help from Washington. Many believe the example of Los Alamitos might be a game changer in California, where state officials have positioned themselves as against the immigration policies of the Trump administration. Well, you don't get to choose. Perhaps it would be the leader. We are heartened that body politics is taking an action that supports federal law, said the executive director of pro-immigration enforcement group, We the People Rising. Her name, Robin Hudson. "We're just calling on the federal government to stand up on behalf of this city," she said, hoping the U.S. Department of Justice will support Los Alamitos. The newly passed law will have a second reading in a month. It's expected that ordinance will pass again, so it's good to go. Los Alamitos standing up to the state of California. Yes, they're going to be under attack from California, and so what? Federal government will be on their side, and guess what happens then? You go to the Supreme Court. You go to the Supreme Court. Now, if you're battling the government in the form of, say, the Internal Revenue Service, you should talk to my good friend Chris McClatcher. Chris owns Fresh Start Tax Solutions, and he's there to help you if you're battling the IRS, because if you're battling the IRS here in Michigan, you're probably owing some money to the state of Michigan as well. Don't do this alone. Chris is a Michigan guy. He gets it. No matter where you are in the state of Michigan, if you're hearing this program right now, Chris McClatcher can help you. Fresh Start Tax Solutions, all you do is to get online, put in your area code, wherever you live, put in your area code, and then tax.com. 989-TAX.com, 906-TAX.com, 269-TAX.com. They all take you to Fresh Start Tax Solutions. You can start solving that problem today. Don't do this alone. Trust me. I've been audited. You need a professional like Chris McClatcher. Tell him Steve sent you. We'll be right back.